Why don't they take care of these violent criminals? And let me tell you something. If they come to my house, they're going to die. It's that simple. Look what the Bible says in Exodus chapter 22. It says in verse 1, if a man shall steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. If a thief be found breaking up and be smitten that he die, there shall no blood be shed for him. If the sun be risen upon him, there shall be blood shed for him, for he should make full restitution. If he have nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft. So what the Bible's saying here is, look, if it's at night and the guy dies, well, so what? He's dead. No charges filed. No bloodshed. Because you know what? If somebody's breaking up in the middle of the night and they get shot, well, you know what? Tough for them. Shouldn't have been breaking up in the middle of the night. Now, if it happens in the daytime, they get the punishment for stealing. But if it's at night, friend, look, if somebody is trying to break into my house in the daytime, I'm not going to shoot them. If somebody tries to break into my house at night, I'm going to shoot them. Any questions? That's what the Bible's teaching, okay? Look, I don't know if somebody's breaking into my house at night. I don't know how many people are in the backyard, coming from another side, the alley, the front, or whatever. I don't know how many people are coming. You know what? I'm going to shoot and ask questions later in that situation. Now, look, in general, I would be very hesitant to ever harm anyone for any reason or shoot anyone or hurt anyone for any reason. But in a situation like this, where you have just roving bands of violent thugs, you better be ready to defend yourself. Okay? And you are totally justified to defend yourself and protect your home. And God forbid that it would even come to that. But stranger things have happened. And we're living in strange times. You ought to be ready to defend yourself. Okay?